and apologies for how long it's been since you got like an original slash different episode. I've just been kind of lazy and a bit depressed, so I just haven't done anything. So I finally got around and fucking am recording this. Like, this has been sitting for 2 weeks now. Anyway, metalcore time.
We'll be right back.
was The Saddest Day by Converge, Face Face by Norma Jean, Don't Get Blood on My Prada Shoes by the number 12 Looks Like You, Another You by Locust Furnace, and 43% Burnt by the Dillinger Escape Plan. It's official. Canadian metalcore sucks ass, dude. I've been looking for 3 hours to find something I like, and I just don't. It was a bit of a foolish idea to go for metalcore, because this is like the early metalcore sound, I suppose. Like, I like when it's more influenced by like grind and like faster experimental riffs, as opposed to, you know, modern metalcore. I fucking hate modern metalcore. So I guess when I look for metalcore, it's quite difficult to specify metalcore, but the metalcore that takes inspiration from like Jane Doe and Converge and shit, not, you know, the current state of metalcore, which is just the same breakdown over and over. Anyway, so you know what that means? It means that at the end of this is going to be a fucking jarring genre change. Because I don't want to play poo-poo music, so that's going to happen. Anyway, I should talk about a topic, because I got to hit that 6 minutes of speaking. Oh, I know one. My friend, he just pulled, like, well, he didn't just do this, he did it a bit ago, but he pulled, like, the most Chadly response to, like, a question ever. He went into it, like, do a test early, and he's in an engineering program. Anyway, he gets out and finishes his test before other people, like, before they get to go in. And they ask him, was the test hard? And he just says, I don't know. And then walks away. Like, what the fuck do you say to that in response? You just got cooked. Like, fair, damn. And, like, he had a reputation later because, like, you know, he was talking to someone in engineering and he mentioned that he did that and he went, oh, that was you? You fucking asshole. Like, he was talked about for that. Anyway, I'm gonna play some funny little songs again. You under. Yeah. All right, turns out I was just fucking crying earlier about not being able to find Canadian artists. I was not looking hard enough because I just found a bunch. Well, a bunch being three, which is rare for ones that I really like them. And I found them all in like one night. I didn't find Fuck the Facts. I just more so thought they were a grindcore band. But a lot of their earlier stuff really fits it. And, you know, even their grindcore has a good amount of metalcore influence. And, like, I found two others. I'll mention them after I list what which played. Which was played was Ballet Addict and IR, both by Fuck the Facts. Magpie by Day of Less. The Asphyxiation of Lisa Clare by The End. Gaze by Brazen Bull. And The Girl Next Door is Always Screaming by Ion Dissonance. Yeah, Ion Dissonance and The End were both Canadian as well. And I was like, damn, that's some very good music that I just missed because I wasn't doing a good job looking. But thankfully, you know, I found it before the end of the episode. My TikTok, they're trying to get me to get into forging, and I'm fighting the demons not to just give up on school and become a fucking blacksmith. Because, I mean, first of all, I am nowhere near experienced enough to do that, nor do I have the space for a blacksmithing thing, but I keep seeing blacksmiths, and it's so fucking cool. Like, I mentioned it in previous episodes, but I've been, like, weaving chainmail, and that is so time-consuming, but it is very fun. I'm, like, not even halfway done my coif, but, you know, I've got, like, the top of the head already, and that shit is already super, like, heavy, and it looks cool. And I'm already proud of it, even though it's just a fucking circle. But anyway, point is, I keep seeing people, like, forging, and they don't... One guy especially stands out to me because he doesn't use, like, you know, iron ingots. He will take, like, old appliances and old technology and harvest the metal out of that and use those. Most of the time, he doesn't even melt it down. Like, he'll take the top of a microwave and, like, carve out shapes and create, like, plated armor and segmented armor. And it's so fucking cool. And I really want to do it. But I live in Kingston. In a fucking two-bedroom apartment. Either way, I've actually had a... I have a lot more appreciation for this genre than I thought I had before. Like, I knew I liked a few of the songs. I didn't realize how much I would really grow to respect, like, early metalcore. Like... is really fucking good, and a lot of it, especially, like, a good example, it got played this episode because it ended up growing on me, but the Dillinger Escape Plan, I used to not really be a fan of how, like, I guess, like, light a lot of the riffs are, because they're trying to sound, like, tweaky and, like, fast, so they play, like, high up on the fretboard occasionally for contrast, and it took a bit for that to grow on me, but it has, and, you know, from that, I've grown to really like the, really grow to like the music. Speaking of, I'm gonna stop yapping and play more of it. Big Chungus, Unana.
Yeah. you're the 12th caller, you'll win two tickets to the Monster Truck Extravaganza being held tonight at the Carson Fairgrounds, featuring Big Daddy Don Bodine's truck, the Behemoth.
Peephole by Locust Furnace, Kingstock Portfolio Advice from Martha Stewart by Found Dead Hanging, Bohemius by Luddite Clone, and Failure in the Process of Identifying a Dream by Ion Dissonance. It's lovely doing this. I keep like, I'm just such a fucking bum, dude. I'm so lazy. Like, I keep putting doing this off. Like, I keep not writing new ones and then waiting till the last minute. And then I do it and discover a bunch of, like, new music I like, or, you know, grow to appreciate music I didn't really consider listening to before, like, before. And, yeah, I'm just an idiot. What the fuck have I been, like, putting it off for? Anyway, also, the reason I was, like, really bad for stuttering, I know I'm not a fucking, like, I'm not great at talking normally. I was playing with my lip piercing that whole time, so my lips weren't even closing properly, but I just kept talking anyway. Sorry. I'm going to end this off with a classic in the genre. It's time for Concubine by Converge. And good night, and please check out the Instagram at @_rat_ring. Big Chungus.
La Francophonie is now on. Until March 31st, enjoy contests, performances, free film screenings, and local activities to cultivate your francophone.
It's not you, it's not you, it's not all about you, as if there never was from the start. It's not you, it's not you, it's not just about you in the end. You're the muse, not the art. It's you. It ain't you. It ain't you.
No one should have to choose between feeding their family and being able to afford basic hygiene products. One in five people who menstruate are likely to experience period poverty this year. United Way Kingston, Frontenac, Lennox, and Addington's Period Promise donation drive helps ensure no one in our community has to choose between basic needs and period products. From March 1st to March 31st, 2025, community members are encouraged to donate tampons, pads, liners, and other menstrual products. For drop-off locations and more information, visit unitedwaykflna.ca/periodpromise. You can make a difference locally. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the Forged Rains remix of Kakao's single Transcendency, a track that takes a trancey, hard techno approach through the lens of local artist Richard Hu, also known as Forged Rains, who hosts the CFRC program Higher Clip, delivering chopped up samples, intricate melodic concepts, and a relentless energy that reaches the stars. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream the Forged Rains